Shalom, everyone. Unity by submitting to the will of God. So it is most important for all of us to find the highest will of God. Where is it? Who has it? Where is it on earth? Let us find it and then submit to that will. Then the individual wills will be fulfilled in the body without competition. God says in the scriptures, God is a mystery until the seventh angel comes. Who is the seventh angel? The seventh angel is the one who has the seven seals. Where are the seven seals? The seven seals are in the greatest sign. So we have to know the will of God first before we can do His will. Now, we do not say that Jews are bad, or the Muslims are bad, or the Christians are bad, or the Hindus are bad. No, we say all of them have some truth. They are a part of greater truth. They have to realize that they are a part of this greater realization. If they realize that, they become one. So we do not look down on anyone, but we are guiding them towards unification and realizing what is the will of God. Then they can see, this is the will of God. It is the same God who sent all these revelations. So we can see that you have to know the will of God first before you can submit yourself. Of course, you have to do the will of God if you want to submit yourself to Him. If you do not know the will of God, then you might submit yourself to your own ego. You might submit yourself to someone who does not know God. You might submit yourself to the religions that are all over the earth and say, my religion is better than your religion. Your religion is no good, causing separation and destruction, and fights and wars, and everything we see humanity is now doing. How do we surrender to the will of God? We do His will, and we surrender the result to God. Even surrendering, as we said, is not as high as submission. We become channels for Him. What is a channel? A channel means the pure Spirit of God comes through. When we become more and more like that, we become happier, more effective, and completely love everyone around us. And that is how we create an environment for ourselves that is loving and wonderful, and we create a small heaven wherever we are. Being His channel has many levels. The more you become submissive and surrender to His will and His way and His energy, the greater you manifest His will and His energy, so you might feel Him. Actually, there are many states of knowing God. The first state is you feel, yes, there should be a God. See, that is the first question. Yes, there should be a God. This universe could not be created just by accident. There should be a logic behind it. The second level is that, no question, there is God there. There is no longer a question that God is. The third level is that, what a universe He created. See, you realize the wonderful being behind it. The fourth level is, you touch and are touched by Him. You have a touching relationship. You say, yes, He's touched me. Have you heard the song, He Touched Me? In the fifth level, you know Him, and you and He have a relationship together. And in the sixth level, you are one. You have a very small thread of separation of I and Him. In the seventh level, there is no separation. There is no I left. Whatever is left is He. That is the goal of submission. You reach a point where you decrease and He increases, as Saint Francis proclaimed. So the more we die in God, the more God increases in us and we decrease until it is only God. There is no you. You are gone. And then when you are gone, you become a pure channel for Him. That is the goal in the communities of light. So submission eventually brings you to that oneness where you decrease and He increases. So if we create more and more such people in the community, the energy of God becomes greater. The energy becomes more powerful. The energy becomes more focused. The energy becomes more Him. Then the community based on God's will eventually becomes the community that loves one another as I love you, godly love. The point is God. The more we are focused on God, the more we will love our husbands, the more we will love our wives, the more we will love our families, the more we will love our brothers and sisters, and even ourselves, because we know we are worthy. We are part of God. We are children of God. And God loves us. And because God loves us, we love ourselves. God is lovable. And because God is lovable, and God is with us, and is us, so we are lovable. But because God loves us, we are good. The more you focus on God, the more God focuses on you. The more you focus on yourself, the more God focuses on someone else. Laughter. So that is how it works. Do not rely on your own strength. Rely on God's strength. He will do it through you. They will reject you, no doubt about that. I have been rejected myself. But if you stay with God and His Spirit and go through it as He wants it, eventually, not only will they accept you, they will respect you. Only saying you believe or are submissive and surrendered will not be enough. You should prove that you have overcome the slightest doubt and all traces of false ego before you yourself realize the real joy of freedom of the soul and are allowed to know God and enter His kingdom. Each test is an awakening process for the spiritual aspirant. All are lessons to learn. Also, the moment of death is very important to man. In that moment, if he has been a true devotee of God, he will remember Him, and this will be a sign of his mindfulness about God. Therefore, he will go to a higher level of consciousness, heaven, or will be born in such a state. That is why man should engage himself in activities directed to God, so at the moment of death, he dies as one submitted to God. Prophet Muhammad also said the same thing. Do your duty to God and be submissive to Him, so you can die as a submissive person. At the time of death, if you have been submissive all your life and always thought about God and wanted to do His will, what happens? Your thoughts are toward God all the time. At the time of death, what do you think about? Where is your treasure? You do not have any treasure here. Your treasure is in heaven. So at the time of death you say, O God, my treasure is there. I want to go there. So you just die in submission to God, and so your spirit is not attached to the world. That is why the environment is so important. But if the environment is telling us, buy this, buy that, the goal of life is to build the body, spend money, make money, buy a house, buy this, and buy that, some of the things that are not necessary, what do we think at the time of death? When the time of death comes, what happens? In that state of consciousness and suffering, we are thinking about all those things and we return to this world again. So again, the environment and the communities of light are so important. We have to create an environment where our thoughts are directed to God all the time. That is why we recommend creating an environment that does not bring our attention to the lower nature and the lower things in our lives, so we can concentrate on God all the time in our environment. His will is not clear to everyone in any moment, but His overall plan and will is revealed in the greatest sign. So we try to do our best to do His will, and then, if God's will, in Salah, the action we do will have a great result. But there should be no attachment to the result. The goal of the life is to become divine. What does it mean to become divine? A divine person is absolutely in tune with the will of God. Absolutely. When you are absolutely in tune with the will of God, then you and He are one. Your will and His will are one. That is how you can become a divine person. The more you glorify God, the more you will be glorified. The more you glorify yourself, the more you will be humbled. I'll give the mic up to the room now. Salam.